Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and more. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now celebrating 16 years of broadcasting, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio audience and those tuning in online. We're really excited to welcome singer-songwriter Jackie's Boy to our program today to talk to us not only about his love of music, but also what it's been like for him to literally share that with the world and the way he's been able to see the way the world has responded. The single that's getting a lot of attention right now is called Do It Again, featuring the one and only Sean Stockman. We'll talk to Jackie's Boy not only about that song, but also let you guys know how he's planning on being able to stay active during the rest of this year, and, of course, how you guys can stay communicating with him through the journey as well. Jackie's Boy, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Hey, look, glad to do it. As I mentioned, we're going to be listening to the single Do It Again a little bit later. I want to begin, though, with this journey. And I've kind of been saying to all of our audience, Jackie's Boy, you know, I know this year has not gone exactly the way people had planned. There's been, a lot going on this year, not only with the pandemic, but also the unrest we see around the country. But what has it been like for you through music to be able to give people not only some release, but also some escape?
Well, I feel like, you know, music is our way to speak to the soul, right? So I think for me, I've been taking this time to really reflect inward to make sure that I, you know, deliver the right emotion outward. So for me, it's been eye-opening, obviously, just seeing the things that are happening around the world and really trying to, tap into it in my own way to have people stay in touch with it, you know, on a deeper level for the music that I'm bringing out.
Right. And I think that's it. I mean, you definitely are an individual who have not been afraid to share your voice with music. But also when it comes to what's happening, do you just feel like it's part of who you are to be able to express yourself, but also to let other people know that you're resonating with them as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's our duty, honestly, as R&B artists and artists that speak to the soul to reflect what's going on. You know, that's why some of my peers and my, you know, some of my idols, like such as Marvin Gaye, when he created What's Going On, you know, he reflected about what's going on in the world, and whether good or bad, he had Let's Get It On, songs like that, that really just, you know, hit you in a different way. And for me, you know, with Do It Again and the various other singles I plan on releasing, I want to be able to, get people to not only fall in love with music, but fall in love with who I am as a person.
Yeah. To that point, I made a note when I was prepping for this segment on February the 23rd on Instagram, and you guys are not following Jackie's Boy. He's made it very easy. Everything is Jackie's Boy, so we'll remind you of that. But you made a post, and of course, there visually we're able to see the sign that says Tribute to Marvin Gaye by Jackie's Boy. But the caption reads, when I started this production, A Night with Jackie's Boy, a year ago, I never thought it would be turning into what it is now. Honoring Motown legends like Marvin, The Temptations, Smokey, and Whitney has been an absolute dream. I want to talk about the dream. I mean, when did you first realize for you that music was that thing for you that you were going to be able to share?
I had to be about 8 years old, man, and I remember just singing my heart out to artist Marvin Gaye and I sounded terrible. But the idea was just for me to just, you know, kind of just get it out there. And I love just the fact that music was just so inspiring to me. I would watch Michael Jackson from home, and I would just be so amazed, you know, and, you know, these kind of people just help, you know, formulate the person that I am today, and I'm really just so honored and blessed to have fell into music the way that I have, and it's been leading me, honestly, through the course of my whole career. You know, I started out as a street performer, so, you know, that's to show how hungry I was to be able to get my voice heard.
And, you know, like you said, I mean, to be able to think about where you were at, even at eight, you know, and now, of course, to look at where you are now. I think the thing that, and we talk about it a lot on this program with all of our guests, regardless of what their platform might be, whether it's music or acting or modeling or whatever it is, the importance of starting. Did you know that in order to get somewhere, you had to begin where you were?
Yes, absolutely. I really take pride in my mother always telling me that you have to be self-aware. You have to know where you are and know where you need to go to in life. And I knew that, you know, for me, being a small town boy from Savannah, Georgia, just, you know, going to Capitol Records and singing in front of, you know, some A&R and dreams of getting signed was not realistic. So I had to be self-aware and understand that I needed to start somewhere. And how I started was being a street performer. You know, every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I would take a tip box and go out there and sing my heart out. And then I used that hardworking mentality to come to California, and I did the same thing in Los Angeles as well, and really just kind of worked hard, diligent, for 5 years. And then people started to notice, and things started to change for me.
So I guess an obvious question would be for you to make not only a mental move for yourself or a mental shift in, but then to make a physical move. It takes a lot of faith. What do you think gave you the courage to be able to do it? Because, I mean, both of us know talented people, right? But they're kind of stuck where they are. They haven't been able to move past where they are. What gave you the courage to say, you know what, I know what I want to do, and I know what it's going to take to get there?
I think for me, the determination to not want to repeat the cycle that I've seen in my neighborhood, that I've seen in just being living in poverty. I just wanted something that my folks could be proud of. And, you know, unfortunately, my parents passed away before that could happen. But when they did pass away in 2003 and 2004, I was only in my early 20s at the time. And I decided, you know what, I need to go out and live this life that they could be proud of. Because the last thing I wanted to do was be stuck in depression, stuck in poverty, and blaming myself for not taking it to the next level. So I just had to dig deep and realize that, you know, I deserve better, and I want better, and I want to be able to create something that my family can be proud of.
Well, I know that's something that they can appreciate as well. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome singer-songwriter Jackie's Boy to our program. We're talking to him not only about the journey that he's been on, but also what has led him to where he is now in 2020. And, of course, we're going to let you guys know what's to come. As I mentioned, the single that kind of brought us together is the single Do It Again featuring Sean Stockman. We had a great conversation with him as he also is releasing new music. I mean, I want to talk about relationships for a moment. Before we get into the single, I mean, part of what you've been able to do, and again, people can just do a search. Amazon is our partner here, so I can see other artists you've been able to work with through your career. I mean, what has that been like for you to have other artists appreciate your talent as much as you appreciate theirs?
Man, it's been an amazing feeling to see some of the musical giants, you know, record some of my songs over the years. I can recall working with Justin Bieber when he was only 13, working with Madonna, you know, like these artists have amazing careers. And for them to, you know, take a song that I wrote, I honestly thought I was being like pranked or something in the beginning, because I was like, man, am I really good enough, you know? And but I think there was, as I mentioned, that self-awareness that allowed me to see that, hey, you deserve this. You deserve to see what if good things are coming to you, it's for a reason. And that really pushed me. And like I said, I still, you know, pinch myself when I hear Charlie Wilson, who's one of my favorite singers, say, hey, man, you remind me of a younger me. You know, when I sing your song, it's like such an amazing feeling. And then to have success on top of that for those records. I mean, I could have just been happy with just them recording a demo. And I'd be like, man, okay, well, you know, that's it for me. But not only did they record it, but it came out and it went on to do successful things. It just makes me so happy.
Well, I know it has to make a lot of people happy to be able to see that the work paying off. I mean, let's talk about that for a moment. Then we're going to get to Do It Again. Because I think the thing I've come to appreciate is that life is so much bigger than us. Even going back to the move you mentioned, you know, being able to make that move, like you said, you were showing people in your community what they could do. Now, whether they did it or not was up to them. What is that like for you to show in your professional career that, you know, what you've been able to do is something that other people can strive to do in their own way, in their own journey?
I think it's extremely important to show. I think, you know, we can talk and, you know, all day, right? You know, but I think that it is so important that the main slogan of that faith without works is dead, you know, is so true.
Right.
You know, because we have to necessarily take the first step. Now, you know, we'll all fail. And it took 5 years for me to even get to a point where an artist wanted to record one of my songs. But I put in the 5 years. I put in the time. And I think it's so necessary for me to tell, you know, up-and-coming musicians and artists and songwriters to believe in themselves, because it's just going to take that one step. Most people are afraid to take that leap because things are either too comfortable, You know, if you're working a job and you're making, you know, decent money, you may not want to take that leap. But I tell you, there's so much more better on the other side if it's your passion.
Yeah.
And for me, I couldn't see myself doing anything else. I didn't want to do anything else. I wanted to, you know, really hone in on this music thing and get people really to, you know, understand this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. And that's why I always wanted to tell the younger people is just to keep doing it. Do not stop. You know, there's going to be tons of opposition, but if you work hard enough and you take that first step, everything will be all right.
All right. So that leads us right into then this single. How did the collab with Sean come about to do this song?
Instagram, believe it or not. The power of social media is real. Like, I reached out to him, and he had commented on one of my posts. And I had worked with Boyz II Men or written a song for Boyz II Men about 3 years ago. We didn't meet in person at the time. So I was kind of contemplating in my mind, should I send him a message saying, hey, I'd love to work with you. And you know, I said, hey, you know what? Things have worked out thus far with me just taking a shot, so I might as well take another one. So I went and took a shot and said, hey, would you be interested in working with me? And I said, absolutely. And I mentioned a song that I did for them called Ladies Man a couple years ago. And he goes, man, I love that song. Absolutely. You name the time and place, and I'm down to do it. And he came to the studio in Los Angeles, to my studio, recorded the song in 10 minutes. And then
wow.
Said he was going to get something to eat. And that was that simple. He was just so amazing. He just killed the record and left and got a sandwich. So that was like
wow.
The coolest thing ever to see my OG in this R&B world, you know, kill it like that. And the rest is history.
Right. And it's history now all of us can enjoy. For those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is Do It Again by Jackie's Boy featuring Sean Stockman. We'll be back with our final moments with Jackie's Boy right after this.
Kissing all over you, touching every part I knew. But you like that freaky shit I do. Don't stop, stay there, lay down, spread it, oh yeah. When I kiss you there, you start to lose control. It's like the touch of me makes you wanting more and more. You start to shake your legs. Now you're all soaking wet. Now I'm just wondering, can I do it once again? Can we do it till we do it again? Do it till we do it again. Can we do it till we do it again? Put your legs round my neck, baby.
You want, baby girl, when I hit the light. Yeah, yeah. Tryna take my time, flight ain't till tomorrow night. So I'ma try to get it all, make you feel it all through your body, babe. Make you take it all till the waterfall flows through your body,
when
babe.
When I kiss you there, you start to lose control. It's like the touch of me makes you wanting more and more. You start to shake your legs. Now you're all soaking wet. Now I'm just wondering, can I do it once again? Can we do it till we do it again?
Do it again.
Do it till we do it again.
Do it again.
Can we do it till we do it again? Put your legs.
Do it again.
That again was Do It Again by Jackie's Boy featuring Sean Stockman. You can get that single as we did through our friends at Amazon.com or through your favorite online retailer. Before we let you go, definitely want to go back to something you mentioned before we heard the song, and that is the power of social media. I mean, have you always, I mean, as you kind of gone throughout this last phase of your professional career, have you always known that it was going to play a role in the way you not only communicated with your fans but also made those kind of connections?
Yeah, absolutely. I remember, you know, back, this had to be 10 years ago, when I started, you know, kind of, you know, working my way and doing street performing in L.A., I was on MySpace very early as well. Like from 2004, 2003 on up, I would send messages to producers, you know, and, you know, on MySpace, they used to have the top 8 or the top 10 people. And I would just send messages to those people saying, hey, you know, R&B singer, would love to send you some music. So I found myself always trying to be connected to the social media wave. And I didn't know it was going to grow as big as it is now, but I knew that that's the way to reach people. And I think that the world is so small just due to the fact that we can speak the way that we speak and connect with people through the elements of social media.
Right. And again, it's so important, and I'm glad that you are there so our audience can be able to let you know how much they appreciate the music, especially this single. So, you know, things are opening back up now. Jackie's Boy, people are looking to be able to explore new things. I know a lot of you artists are chomping at the bit to get back out there to perform.
Mm-hmm.
Any plans that you can be able to share with our audience as to what you have coming up as we're going into the summer?
Yeah, well, I'm looking to do a tour, a promotional tour in the summer. Probably late summer, you know, of course, as things develop, we'll all see kind of how this goes. Of course, safety is most important. So, I look to do a promotional tour at the end of the year, starting maybe summer on out. And 2021 will definitely be more dates, a European tour as well. So I'm just trying to, you know, be as active as possible and share the music.
All right. Definitely looking forward to staying connected, man. Really appreciate the time. Again, everyone, Jackie's Boy has been our guest. I mentioned, of course, social media. Where is the best place for our audience to stay connected with you?
Everywhere, man. You know, on Instagram, I'm under Jackie's Boy, Facebook, Twitter, you name it. You know, I try to make sure I connect with all my fans and let people know I'm super accessible. So please reach out to me.
All right. Jackie's Boy, again, congratulations to you, man. Really appreciate the time and looking forward to having you back on the program again.
And thank you, man, and thank you for your platform. I really, really thank you for having me, and you're doing amazing things over there, so keep doing what you're doing.
I appreciate that, man. You do the same thing. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let's make it amazing.